Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
My next guest is on the line. I'm absolutely delighted to speak to Pat Nhlapo, the Deputy Director of the City of Johannesburg. Pat, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much for welcoming us.
Pat, tell me about this thing called ward committee nominations. I'm the first to put my hand up and say I know nothing about this at all. Educate me.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. The ward committee members, these are members of the community that work with the ward councillor. They are elected by the community where they reside in a particular ward to represent them and represent their issues in council. So maybe just to put it more clearer, this is the cabinet of the ward councillor. It's 10 people that represent sectors. In this particular instance, for us as Johannesburg, we've chosen the sector mirror, the sector of Johannesburg, like your health, your environment, your community safety, your infrastructure, your housing, community development, and economic development. So they represent those particular sectors in the ward. Then they take issues from the community, and then they discuss it through the councillor, and then bring it to us as municipality to say, in this particular area, these are the needs that we have as this community of this particular ward. And then that would go through then a particular process where then a budget is then allocated around May for us to be able to ensure that we meet some of those particular needs that have raised. So basically the ward committees are the ears and eyes of the community, making sure that they identify potholes, they identify service delivery issues, your robots, all these other issues. Then they bring it to the city for the city to be able to ensure that they address those issues.
Tell me about this process to elect them, if they are indeed elected. What is going on with these nominations?
Yes. In terms of the Municipal Structures Act, these particular members, these ward committee members, they are legislated now. So we normally have then a process to select them. So we issue out nomination forms. Communities will then nominate them. After nomination, we then have election, just like the IEC elections. We have elections in a particular hall where people would come and vote for their favorite ward committee member that will represent them in that particular ward. So currently we are starting with that particular process. The legislation requires us that immediately after elections of the councillors, local government elections, we must then put in place ward committee member structures that would be able to work with the councillor to assist the councillor. As you can see, some of the wards are very vast, so he needs to work with certain people within the community that will assist him to identify service delivery issues. So we've opened up from the 20th, last Thursday. We are going to be closing on the 18th of February. We give them almost a month for them to nominate. And then after nomination, we then close the nomination. Then we start a process of developing a ballot where there are contestations. Where there are no contestations, it's duly elected. It's only 10 people. We don't have elections in that particular area.
Pat, is this a paid position? And if you're elected, is there some sort of stipend that one can survive on?
Repeat your question, I missed it.
Just in terms of earning an income from this position, if you're voted to a position like this, is it paid?
Yes. We are, I wouldn't say payment, we call it an out-of-pocket expense of 1,000 rand a month.
Okay.
So these are people that are assisting us. And remember, their term of office is linked to the term of office. As we start now in 2022, there will be members until 2026, November.
Yeah.
So every month we pay them a stipend of 1,000 rental. They're able, where necessary, to make calls, to buy airtime, where maybe they have to maybe take a taxi somewhere. So that's the amount that we provide them. In terms of the law, we can only provide 1,000 rand as an out-of-pocket expense.
Pat, in your experience, what kind of people are volunteering themselves for this kind of position? I'm just thinking that on the one hand, municipal politics is not terribly sexy. On the other hand, it's so incredibly important. But then on the third hand, if there's such a thing, having watched what went on in the first council session probably a week or two ago, you know, you've got to be nuts to want to do this.
Mm. No, we attract even professionals in certain areas where, for example, in certain wards, if you go to Midrand, Sandton, in those areas, we find business people that are sitting in this particular committee to advise the councillor in terms of development, the issues that are taking place. Remember, we've got a lot of projects that are taking place. Some of the projects that are taking place in the wards are multi-million projects. So there is a need to have people in the ward that would be able to advise the councillor in terms of some of those projects when they come, whether they are viable or not viable. So we do attract a lot of people. And then you go to the other areas, informal settlements, where you have people that have got needs. They have service delivery challenges and housing. So you have people that are actually members of the ward committee in trying to improve situations in the areas, like you look at the Alexander, the Ivory Park. So we do get members. So it's a mixture, basically, if I may put it that way. You have areas where big business is involved, and then you also have ordinary members, citizens, that come from the townships and informal settlements participating in their area.
Pat Nhlapo, the Deputy Director of the City of Johannesburg, thank you for speaking to us on Chai FM this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well appreciated.